Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you joined us today. You know, each day is a fresh gift, and it's always better when we unwrap it with gratitude and God's truth in our hearts. Today, we're looking at something that can literally change your atmosphere, your relationships, and even your joy level. It's our topic for today, the joy of serving. Our Bible text is from Acts chapter 20, verse 35, which says, "I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak." And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." A few years ago, I read a heartfelt blog post from a woman named Margaret, who shared about a cold winter morning when her car broke down on the way to work. She was stranded by the roadside, shivering and frustrated. A man in an old pickup truck pulled over, offered to help, and spent nearly 45 minutes fixing her car. She offered him money for his trouble, but he smiled and said, "No, I've been helped before. Today, it's my turn to help you." Margaret said that moment shifted something in her. She started looking for small ways to help others, carrying groceries for a neighbor, sending encouraging notes to friends, volunteering at a shelter. Over time, she realized she wasn't just blessing people. She was happier, more fulfilled, and more at peace than she'd been in years. She found joy in serving. And isn't that what Jesus told us in Acts 20, verse 35? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, let's be real. Serving isn't always convenient. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you're busy. Sometimes you feel like you don't have much to give. But here's the beauty. Serving isn't about having everything. It's about using what you do have to make a difference. Let me ask you, when was the last time you did something purely to make someone else's day better? Maybe it was small. A kind word to a cashier, checking in on a friend, or praying for someone without them even knowing. Those little acts are seeds. And here's the good news. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." So, even if no one notices your acts of kindness, heaven sees them, and God promises a harvest. Sometimes you might think, "But what if I'm the one in need?" Here's the encouragement. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." Isn't that beautiful? When you lift others, God finds ways to lift you. I want you to think about this for a moment. If joy increases when we serve, what could happen if you made serving a daily habit? Imagine the atmosphere of your home, your workplace, your church, even your own heart, filling up with peace and fulfillment because you chose to bless someone else. Here's your action point for today. Before the day ends, intentionally do at least one act of service for someone, big or small. It could be helping a colleague, sending an encouraging message, or even giving a listening ear. Don't wait for a perfect moment. Create one. Now, let's make a confession together. Say this out loud. "Today, I choose to serve with joy. My heart is open, my hands are ready, and my words will bring life. As I bless others, God's blessings overflow in my life." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege of serving others. Give us eyes to see needs, hearts willing to respond, and hands ready to act. Let our acts of kindness reflect your love, and may joy fill us as we bless others. I commit everyone listening into your hands today. Order their steps, grant them peace, and let their day be full of opportunities to make a difference. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me today on the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, share it with someone. Let's spread the joy of serving together. Until next time, keep winning every day. And remember, the happiest people are not those who get the most, but those who give the most. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.